And now, more Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
It's not Kevin Tachi, it's Christine James, but glad to talk with you too. Good evening. This is the part when it's a WATD political forum. As I said, I'm Christine James, your moderator. The town is Hanson, and the race is for selectmen. Incumbent selectmen Don Howard and James McGann being challenged by Anne-Marie Boson and Joe Weeks. Joining me to ask questions, Monday Night Talk host Kevin Tachi.
Hi.
And our own, thank you, and WATD's Charles Mathewson.
Hello.
Thank you. Very nice, to the point. Our format is simple. We have candidates have prepared opening and closing statements. We ask them to be no longer than 2 minutes. In between, we ask a round of questions, including our famous lightning round. That's where the reporters will ask for either a two-sentence answer, tops, or yes or no. That's not yes or no with an explanation or with an asterisk or with lots of commas. It's yes or no or two sentences. And Charles Mathewson tonight does have a card trick up his sleeve, and we're going to have some fun with that. If we have time, the candidates will get a chance to ask each other a question or two. Now, we chose opening and closing order earlier from the WATD official newsroom koozie, and we're going to start tonight with your opening statements. We're going to start with Don Howard. Don, thank you for joining us tonight, and welcome.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm a candidate for selectman. It'll be my fourth time that I've run. I lived in Hanson since 1948, married my wife, Claire, and I built my house in 1960 on Winter Street in Hanson. I'm still at the same house. We have three children, six grandchildren, and I've always been involved with politics most of my life, undercover more or less. I was on the Board of Health in Hanson for the late 60s and early 70s, and that's when we first started the transfer station. And from there, I've progressed on to the selectmen I enjoy, but I also am in the water commissioner in the town of Hanson. And I'm on the Plymouth County Advisory Board for the commissioners. I'm on the newly formed Plymouth County Central Water Division that we've started up. It's about a year and a half in organization now, on Brockton Water that they're taking from Mont Ponset and distributing to seven different towns around. And it's just as simple as that. I'm involved more undercover than I am basically working. I'm a yes and no man. If things are right, I say yes. If they're no, I say no. And that's the way I've made my life most of the time. Thank you.
Thank you. That was the opening statement from Don Howard. Now we're going to go to Jim McGann. Your opening statement and welcome tonight.
Hi, Christine. Thank you very much for having me here, Kevin, and Charlie as well. I appreciate you all having this this time. My name is Jim McGann. I'm running for candidate of selectman. I was voted back in June 28th of 2014. I've lived in the town for 22 years. I've got my family here for that long. Three children currently going to Hanson school system. I'm currently on five boards, including the Hanson Little League baseball board, and also coach soccer for the kids, 17-year-olds. In the town of Hanson, as well as Whitman kids. During the first 11 months that I've been here, I think my accomplishments speak for themselves. I'm running on my record, which I think has been pretty good so far. I know that I was one of the first to bring forward the windows replacement at the senior center. That went through, we got that done. Just recently what we got done was the windows at McQuan Fix to be done at around roughly $11,000. That's terrific. They've been leaking for a long time. That was a pretty controversial analysis that was done on that. I've also done other things recently with Chromebooks, raising that for the Hanson Middle School kids, where we raised about $10,000, actually $10,200, excuse me, for Chromebooks for the students at this school, Hanson Middle School. We've also brought in worked with Gale Engineering to work on getting the Indian Head roof fixed and repaired. I'm big on getting the schools. I've been to the school committee meetings. I've done all my research as best I can, and I'm just, my challenge is to try to make Hanson just the betterment of Hanson in all. That's all I really really love the town, and I want to see things go well.
Thank you very much. That was the opening statement from Jim McGann. Now we're going to go to Joe Weeks.
Hi, my name is Joe Weeks. I am running for a seat on the Board of Selectmen. I've been involved in Hanson for pretty much all of my life. I'm an 03 graduate of Whitman-Hanson High School. I have a beautiful wife, Stacy, and two kids. They're going to be going through the schools, the Hanson schools in their future. I've never wanted to consider any other place, any other town, my home other than Hanson. Hanson is the one place that we only looked for houses, the only place we wanted to live. And our dream came true a few years back. We could officially make a purchase on a home in Hanson. And ever since then, we haven't looked back. We really enjoy living in Hanson. And we consider this to be our home, and we want to live there for as long as we're lucky enough to do that. Ever since I moved to Hanson, I decided to jump on some boards, and I currently serve on the Capital Improvement Committee, the Planning Board, and the Hanson Housing Authority. I've been doing that ever since the day I moved into Hanson. In fact, I tell a story about how I took the U-Haul with my now brother-in-law, and we stopped off at Town Hall so I could register to vote and, you know, hit the ground running as soon as I possibly could. The then moderator, I reached out to him to try and get appointed on some boards, and you know, I lucked out and being able to land my first gig on the Capital Improvement Committee, and I've enjoyed serving ever since. I feel that giving back to the community is something you should do. I'm proud to do it. I think my record speaks for itself, and my ability to give back, and my drive to make Hanson a better place to live. I want to make sure that we take care of our infrastructure, take care of our schools, and continue to progress Hanson forward in a positive way. Other things that I've done in the town, I've helped put together a multitude of free forums. You've heard of the We're All In This Together forums. I helped put two of those together in Hanson, amongst other towns. I've also put together mental health forums. I have some experience in mental health. I'm a psychotherapist by trade. I'm also the president of the Massachusetts Mental Health Counselors Association, in which we have over 1,700 members. Help write some legislation right now for the state that's at the State House as we speak. My goal is to do as much good as I possibly can for the town that I love, and I hope to do so as your selectman. Please vote for me on May 16th. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was Joe Weeks. Now we're going to move on to Anne Marie Boson. Thank you.
Thanks so much. And I'd just like to thank WATD and Christine and Charles and Kevin for hosting tonight. Also for Joe Weeks and Dawn and Jim McGann for taking the time to participate tonight. My name is Anne Marie Boson, and I'm running for the seat as your select woman, and I'm asking for your vote on May 16th. A brief synopsis of myself. I've lived in the town of Hanson for over 26 years. My husband and I have been married for 27 years, and I've raised three well-educated women here in both public and private schools. I reside on Woodbrook Lane, along with my husband, my two children, and my 87-year-old mother who lives with us, and my oldest daughter currently resides in Minnesota with her husband. I've worked in the town for 15 years. My first involvement was with Camp Kiwani, where I initiated a 501(c) program, which is a nonprofit organization for the camp. I wrote grants and organized the budget for the camp, hosted multiple fundraisers for the camp, and basically ran the camp for the town. I was also the finance committee secretary for 7 years, and now I work at the building department for the past 2.5 years. Why I want to run? Because I believe that I can bring a better sense of community to the town. There's a need for a common ground in this town. And what I mean by that is that we need to come together as a community and work cohesively in order to move the town in a positive direction. My commitment is to strive to open up new dialogues within the community, and in order to build up small businesses, invest in our schools, and make Hanson an ideal place to live. We've had a lot of tough decisions coming our way in the near future, and Hanson has had a tough go of it. We've been through layoffs and tough economic times, but we need to push ourselves and make every dollar count by investing in our infrastructure. We are on our way slowly back from those hard times, but it is why now more than ever, we can't lose sight of the importance of the future growth of Hanson. It's time to start thinking outside the box, and that's what I plan on bringing to the Board of Selectmen. I urge you to get out and vote on May 16th and make that vote count by voting Anne Marie Boson as your next select woman. Thank you.
Thank you. That was the opening statement from Anne Marie Boson. Now we're going to go to Charles Mathewson, a question for the candidates.
This is a brief question, and let's follow the same order just to keep it simple. The question is, would you replace or would you rehire the town administrator. Don?
Well, as far as I'm concerned about it is, on the town administrator, Ron is the third one that I've had since I've been here. I had Michael Finglas, I had Rainey Reed, and now Ron. And just this past town meeting that we had, amongst all of the fugility that's been going on, Ron came up with a balanced budget for the town meeting. I think that was incredible for the simple fact that the amount of money that we overspent this year for snow and ice removal was incomprehensible. It's just something that's not planned any year, and we don't save money for that. So for the administrator, as far as I can see, he's not from Massachusetts. He was from Connecticut, but he's doing his job, and I'll end it there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Same question.
Jim McGann.
Hi, thank you, Charlie. Yes, I think Ron has done some terrific things for this town. I really do. He has stated it and crossed to everybody, and he's put it out there. We all know he's done some terrific things. I think it's something that we can't just jump into and make a decision. It's something that we need to think about, something that we need to evaluate, and that's part of his evaluation. I also think that we need to take in terms, I understand that I've heard that the contract is his contract, but that is something serious that needs to be looked at. There are basically three primary issues with this contract, and we've got to focus on what those three items are. We've got to figure out if they're good for the town. And what I'm finding out is that we keep hearing the difference between evaluation and contract, but we keep mixing the words, keep mixing up the idea or what the question is really. I do think that we have to figure out what Ron has done on his day-to-day business operations. I don't see that being done publicly. I don't see that being done in detail that everybody knows. I think that's something that only the Board of Selectmen actually have knowledge of. I do, again, think that the contract needs to be reviewed. I also understand that there are four options until June 30th, 2015, which we can do with this contract. We can either renew the current contract, we can choose not to renew it, and he still works until 2016. Even if we choose not to renew the contract on June, he works from June 30th, 2015 to June of 2016, and we can renegotiate that contract. That is the third option that we can do. The final one is that if there are serious complaints after his evaluation or complaints warranted dismissal, certainly we can terminate, but we've got to give reasons. He has 30 days to respond, and then after that, we still have to pay 6 months' pay if we went the negative way on that, okay? But I do think it's something that we shouldn't jump into. It has to be something that we give serious consideration from, and it has to be done in a fair and precise manner.
Same question, Joe Weeks. Would you rehire the town manager, the town administrator?
Yeah. So I agree with what Jim said about the four options. I think that those are the four options. I think we can go any way with those. I think you do have to spend some time and make sure you do a thorough evaluation. I think that you have to take the time and to make sure that it works for you. That being said, given what I've seen, I think that Ron, the town administrator, has done a good job. I think that he is somebody that was able to present a balanced budget, especially given the previous town, the past town meeting we just had. I think he was able to find some money in some very special places that we were able to allocate to work on some very special projects and to give people the raises that they deserved in the town. I think the day-to-day operations is something that you have to look at. Again, that's why my biggest criticism about this process is moving his evaluation or decision to make make a decision on the option May 19th, because at the end of this election, you could have two brand new selectman members on the board that haven't worked with him in the day-to-day operations through the capacity of a select person. So therefore, it makes that decision kind of difficult. But based on my interactions with the town administrator, I think he's been doing a good job, and I think that I would consider it, but I do think we have to vet it in an appropriate way.
Anne Marie?
Sure, thank you. So there's a new regime, and things change when new people take over as town administrator. We saw, I was there for Mike Finglas, I was there for Rainey Reed, and now I'm working under the guise of
Ron,
the new town administrator. And that when there is a change in regime, there's also a change in how things get done in the town. Working on a day-to-day basis with the town administrator, I see his day in and day out, especially working in the building department. I see that. He does work very closely with the different offices in the town, working with the town accountant, working with the treasurer collector. I believe that he's done a great job. There are things that maybe could have been done but differently, but given his circumstances, I think that he's done what he can in this space and the time frame that he's been provided. He did come up against questions, and he did there was a big debate about reviews for the town department heads, and he went ahead and did reviews for each town department head and took into consideration all of their daily activities. When that was brought to the Board of Selectmen, they believed that he didn't, because he didn't concur with the department head commission members or the commissioners in the in each department or talk to the Board of Selectmen about it, they didn't really appreciate him doing those. It was something that the Finance Committee was really adamant about, is getting those department heads reviewed on a yearly basis and giving out merit reviews and merit pay increases. But it, again, he tried, and it's a new regime, and you have to give him credit for trying, and you have to, you know, it's something that he came in and took over from somebody else that was very much interested, you know, had a different way of doing things. But as to answer your question, I do believe that I would rehire him.
Okay. Any follow-up, Charlie? Or
thank you.
Kevin Tachi, question?
As you'll notice, some of the questions I had, I did kind of ask all of you if you wanted to, had a question, any questions. I also put it out on social media, asked some of your colleagues. So a lot of the questions you hear from tonight are those that I polled people, so we get a good idea of what's going on in the community. I guess one of the ones that I kept hearing back from people, and that is regards to the one main problem the town is still dealing with, that is the McQuan School. The school still has a series of issues that need to be dealt with. We're talking a leaky roof, faulty electrical system, as well as heating. Do you think that it's best to continue the repairs or to begin the process to replace this building? Who was, you were first, so who was that, yeah, who followed you, John? Was it Jim?
Yes.
Jim, so you'll take this.
Take this one. Yep. Thank you. Thank you, Kevin. I've been in favor, and I still am in favor, of a new McQuan solution. We've come up with an SOI. I've been part of that process. We need to come up with a new way with this building. Do I believe it should be repaired or replaced? Personally, I'd like to see it replaced. I'd like to see us come up with another option. However, when I have hundreds of kids, staff, faculty going into that building and it's leaking, I have an issue with that. Okay? So we have to fix it even at its minimum costs. That's what I'm looking at, its minimum costs. We actually got an estimate for $266,000. On what it would cost to fix the McQuan roof, the gymnasium roof that leaked from August to November of last year, okay? We got it fixed in December, and then we were told that it was fixed in March of this year, all right? And that estimate was $266,000. Working with Bob Curran, we were able to come up with another estimate of $56,000. That's a pretty significant difference. So I think what I'm trying to do is, what I'm showing people what I can do, is work well with others, trying to come up with other estimates so that we don't wind up spending $1 million on a building that we may want to replace soon, right? It simply doesn't make sense. But it also makes sense that we repair the facilities and make sure that it's safe, warm, and not leaking, dry, I guess, for our kids and all the kids that go there. I think that's something that we owe these people. I think that's something that we owe everybody out here. And it's unfortunate that it's been this way, but again, we've been able to address these issues. We did have a fix on the roof for roughly $1,200, where we got a lot of concerns about the fact that the roof paper is very thin, and if you walk up there, it's subject to tear, and so forth, so on. If you walk across it, apparently, it was a vicious cycle where if people went up there to fix it, they were actually causing more leaks as well, which is what I think occurred during that time frame that it was leaking. But we finally got it down for $1,200, and And I think that's where we're at right now. Right now, we've also put some money into the free cash in the event that we need to bring it up to speed with a further repair. But we're spending our money wisely, and again, I do think we need to come to a better solution.
Okay, thank you, Jim. Same question, Joe. Repair or replace the Maquon?
So I have two young girls that are going to be using Maquon in a few years. So for me, it's definitely is a personal issue as well as I feel a civic responsibility to try and take care of these schools. What would I like to see? I'd like to see the most effective way possible to put these schools back together, whether it be replace it. I'd like to see that. I definitely would like to see the school replaced. I think there's a lot of damages. I think there's a lot of repair that needs to be done. And I want my kids to be in with the parents, the rest of the kids that live in Hanson. I want them to be able to go to a school and feel safe and feel like they can actually thrive in those environments. I think that it's a great idea that we have the SOI out. That being said, it could take a couple of years for it to pan out. And I don't know if that's going to be guaranteed that the townspeople are going to vote to build that new school or whatever the SOI decides to go. And I firmly believe in going with what the people of Hanson say is what their direction is that they want to take it. That being said, also, I want to make sure that while this SOI is being vetted and while we're trying to figure out how to effectively use the MSBA money, if we go that route, or any monies that we put towards building a new school, I want to make sure that we are fixing it and taking care of the current problems so that the kids are, again, safe. It's not just for my kids, it's for the kids of Hanson as a whole and the years of kids going through those schools. So I think we should put as many repairs to the townspeople as possible to vote on to try and get these schools repaired, but I would like to see a new one. Thank you.
Same question to you, Anne Marie. Repair or replace the Maquon?
The repairs that have been ongoing to the Maquon are, small repairs to different things. Everything pops up. There's repairs to the boilers. There's repairs to the roof. There's repairs to the windows. The thing with that is, at some point, you have to stop the bleeding. I thought about this a while ago, and I really wanted to see what the cost would be like to think about, have the townspeople think on the line of portable classrooms. I mean, bringing portable classrooms to Indian Head or to the middle school and actually closing the building down so that we can maybe start to figure out what we want to do. But instead of pouring more money into the Maquon School and fixing it, you know, here and there, I think that maybe that could be an option. And then at least looking down at the SOI and going after the MSBA funding, that would be a great way to go. I think it definitely needs to be replaced at this point. There's nothing else that we can really do except look to replace it.
Same question, Don. Repair the Maquon?
The Maquon School should be replaced, period. I'm just going to back up four or five years when they had the committee. They had six options in Hanson to build the different schools. They could either build the Maquon School, build the Indian Head, refurbish the Indian Head, refurbish Maquon. And MSBA got together with the engineers, which I am not. And I didn't go to all the meetings up to the regional high school, but I did go to a few of them just to find out what was going on. And they came up with a solution to build a new school for both schools. And it was $60 million, which people have in their mind, that's what it was going to cost. And it was only going to cost the town of Hanson $39 million for two new schools, one of which is over 60 years old, and the other one's over 50 years old. And I went along with that for the simple reason that I know that Hanson could have gone into the next century with two brand new schools up to the date, which is going to be very difficult to bring two schools to repair them, to bring them up to today's standards. And I'm not thinking about myself now. I'm thinking about the grandkids and the grandkids down the road here and the people that are going to have to pay the taxes. I think it's going to be very difficult for Hanson to repair and build something right now cheaper than it would have been to build a new school. I'll end it there.
Okay. Any follow-up for that, Kevin?
No.
Just a reminder, you're listening to 95.9 FM in Marshfield, the South Shore's news and information station. This is a political forum. The town is Hanson. The race is for selectmen. A number of Hanson residents who have viewed or attended forums with all four candidates, say the group has tended to agree with or support each other on most of the town issues. So the question is, what makes you different than the three opponents that you're running against? Let's start with you, Joe.
That's a great question. That's kind of a blanket question. I think that, the first thing is I want to really focus on getting sidewalks taken care of in Hanson. We had brought up a proposal to the Board of Selectmen, and it didn't pan out. We got one of our two articles accepted to town meeting, but the other article didn't pan out. But I really want to focus on getting sidewalks, working on infrastructure, getting these schools fixed, working on harmonizing the relationship between boards. I really want to focus on bringing businesses to town in a successful and an appropriate way. I'm a small business owner myself, so for me, I can relate to small businesses and the effort to get started and to stay established in a town. A couple of the places that I'm thinking of are the places on Main Street, for example, Plymouth County Hospital, if we want to go that route, that land development. I want to make sure that we can really bring businesses forward, bring them to town, make it appealing. I want to focus on the Plymouth County Hospital site. My experience with the planning board will allow me to have some insight into how to appropriately develop that area. I believe my focus primarily is on infrastructure issues and my relationship with trying to get, again, sidewalks developed in an appropriate way to make Hanson Street safer. I think those are the biggest I don't know if you call them differences, but those are what I was running on that was a little bit different than what other people were bringing forward in their statements.
Thank you very much. That was Joe Weeks. Let's go to Anne Marie.
Yes. So basically what makes me different is I am a female. I mean, let's put it right out there. I have a different mindset. I have a different approach on things. And also, because I work inside the town hall and I see all the different departments on a day-to-day basis and you know, can actually know who's who in the town hall and what departments do what functions, I think that that puts me kind of at a head of everyone because I know the town accountant. I know who the town treasurer and the town collector are, and I know what the assessor's department does and their job function, and I work with them with the building department and issuing permits and such. So I feel like that puts me ahead of everyone else.
Okay. Same question. What makes you a different candidate than the other three, Don, Howard?
Not really a different one. I have different opinions on a lot of things, but one of the main things I have right on my mind now is the Plymouth County Hospital property. Hanson purchased that back in 1999, and we've had, I think there was one or two different people that have come in and going to do something with the property. And having been on the Board of Health back in the late 60s and 70s, the land at Plymouth County Hospital is not very good land. It's got a very low perk rate. And to build something there, whoever has a lot of money is going to, because they're going to have to tear down the building to begin with before they can start. And that used to be $1 million or a little under, but now it's up to around $1.5 million to get rid of the building. And for somebody to come in to get rid of the building and then build something there with the new surge type systems, it's going to be a lot of money that somebody's going to have to put out. So I've come up with a crazy idea of where the land is not suitable for building, on my opinion, it's just my opinion, that Hanson doesn't have a real park. And that area over there with conservation, and there's a trail that goes through it, I think it could be, if I can find some means of getting some money to tear down the Plymouth County Hospital. And I don't know whether the townspeople would go along with it or not, but I'd like to see a park there, like the Hanover Forge Park has got over in Hanover on King Street, with ball fields, soccer fields, a nice restroom area, and walking trails. Hanson has got a nice area along Wampatuck Pond there that the whole trail could be walked along all the way down almost to the cemetery. And it's just something that I'm thinking about, and I'm asking a few questions and somewhere trying to get some money someplace.
Okay. Thank you very much, John. Same question, Jim, again.
Thank you. Some of the things that make me different, I believe, from the other candidates, aside from Don, first of all, is the fact that I've been a Board of Selectmen member for 11 months now. I'm going on the 12th next month, and that's terrific. I've proven myself, I've proven a record where we can get things done. We've got articles out there, that some of them where I've pressured and pushed to get done to make sure our schools are safe and secure. Again, I know we go back to that. That is one of the biggest issues in our town. Let's not kid anybody, right? I have been at all the school committee meetings for the past since I've been on the Board of Selectmen, okay? As many of them as I could attend. Obviously, if there were conflicts, I couldn't attend them. I'm also on the Whitman-Hanson Regional School District Capital Facilities Subcommittee, which is basically the maintenance of our buildings, making sure that our buildings are going to be maintained in the manner of which they should be maintained. I've also done the analysis on my own outside of that effort to find out why they're in the condition that they're in, because I do believe one of the reasons why we have history and we take history is so that we don't repeat the same mistakes, right? That's one of the reasons why that we've learned history. So it makes sense to me to go back, figure out why we are in the shape we're in now so that we don't repeat those mistakes. Some of the other things I've done are trying to keep our taxes as low as possible. Obviously, the $266 I just said to you for the roof estimate versus the $56,000 estimate. Again, for the McQuan School roof. I also have 27 years within State Street of bringing corporate experience and efficiency where I can in government. I know it's not a perfect fit everywhere, but I try to make it as efficient where we can do efficiencies as best I can. I certainly can tell you that I was part of the merit-based increase system myself, and I believe Bruce Young voted for it. It was voted down, as opposed to the flat 2.5% rate that was given to all the department heads. And we felt that merit-based was the way to go. That's certainly a corporate initiative that's out there too. You pay for what you get, right? New ideas. I like the one where I'd like to pursue a grant writer into what Joe is suggesting for sidewalks in our town, but not just a town grant writer, something that can be done for our schools as well. A formal and official grant writer can make a big difference in getting money into where it's needed. And I've seen it, I've heard it, I've done some research on it. It makes sense to me. I look forward to doing, again, this is the best I can do. I've been on a number of initiatives to try to get things done in our town outside of just schools. I did want to try to see if we could do a Wampatuck study. I do care about our environment. I knew it was getting pretty bad. I'm getting the signal to move on. That's
almost
where I'm
the
at.
Bell.
Thank you.
Okay, good. Let's go through another quick round of questions.
Okay.
All right. Let's start with you, Charlie.
This may be a little controversial, but there was a bit of a showdown at town meeting between former chairman of Selectmen Jim Egan and Mark Vess. Do you think it's true that Mark wields a large amount of behind-the-scenes power? Start with Anne Marie.
Does everybody try to stick to a minute here?
Yeah.
You know, my thought process on Mr. Vess is that he's a powerhouse for people that listen to him. Some people just, you know, can be strong enough to form their own opinion. And, you know, Mark Vess, I welcome him to run for an office if he truly wants to, you know, look at town government and see if he can change things. He does voice his opinion, and everyone's entitled to their own opinion. I don't really think that him versus the next person that has the large mouth at town meeting is anything to be frightened of or afraid of. He just voices his opinion, and everyone's entitled to their own opinion.
Okay, same
Don
question,
Howard.
Don.
No, I'll just say it that everybody's entitled to their own opinion, and no matter what people say, some people will listen to people and some people won't. So that to make it simple, I don't really care who talks or whatever they do. I mean, some people will listen to people and some people won't listen to people. So the people in the town have to make up their mind whether or not they want to have one of us as a selectman in the town of Hanson.
Okay, same question, Jim, again.
Do I think Mark Vest has a lot of power in the town? With me personally, no. I respect his opinion as I would anybody else's opinion. People who know me know that I'm a man of my own and I make my own decisions. I certainly do feel that anybody and everybody has an opinion and that it should be respected. Again, I think they're, if I'm not mistaken, both were Board of Selectmen members at one time, and they both have served our town and done their share of work. I know that Mark has a very strong opinion. He has a very strong opinion. I don't agree with it all the time or every time. I know he supports me, and I'm appreciative of that fact. And I think it's one of the reasons why he supports me is because I would be able to say no when it's needed. And that would go for both him, Mr. Egan, or Mr. Amico. So I want you to know that do I think he wields a lot of power? I mean, anybody can be influenced, Charlie. Anybody can be influenced by anyone, right? But if you're looking for a Board of Selectmen member who has his own mind, I'm the guy.
Okay. Same question, Joe.
I think that he what was the word you used to say that?
To say wield too much power behind the scenes.
Okay, so I think that, to use your words, does he wield power? I think that he does in a sense that we're talking about him right now in a selectman's race during a forum. So I think that if it's strong enough, and Mr. Egan as well, if there's strong enough personalities to bring up in a selectman's forum, I think that shows that, you know, there is a little bit of influence there. I agree that everybody has the ability to draw their own conclusions and come up with their own ideas moving forward on decisions that they feel are appropriate for them. I think that anybody that has the time and ability to hold signs and to be vocal and to be out there is just passionate about their town. And I think that if you can look at somebody and say that person's out there, trying to get their opinion across and trying to promote their best interests for what they think is best for the town, I think that anybody can kind of wield power in that way. But again, it all goes back to, we're talking about it right now. So that's my answer.
Okay. Another question from Kevin, then we're going to go to the cards.
Yeah. A problem that Hanson has long had, and that is generating revenue. It's a residential community. It's very limited as far as business goes. What can be done to draw a small business into the town? Give me an example. Main Street or South Hanson? We will go with, what's that with Anne Marie?
Don. Don. Okay. It's Don's turn.
It's Don.
Having lived here for as long as I have, Hanson is a bedroom community. They are not an industrial town. And I would love to have a lot more industrial businesses in the town, but I think Hanson is pretty much built up in the areas that any business to come into the town would be so large there isn't enough land to cooperate the business in that area. So Hanson residents have been paying for the taxes in this town for years, and I think, my own personal opinion, I think they're going to continue to do it. I would love to have businesses in town, believe me, but I don't think the town of Hanson is suitable for them.
Okay.
Jim, same question.
Thank you. As you all know, I voted to maintain a uniform tax rate in our town. What this does will help to encourage more businesses to locate more and create a more equitable tax base in our town. We have a number of empty stores. We have a number of empty buildings, in our town where stores used to be. You know, we've got JJ's Pub. We've got across from a train station and a liquor store. We've got the Ocean Spray Cranberry building. All these towns, all these areas are basically abandoned. They're not. There's no one in them. We've got across from Hanson Middle School, Southeast Medical Building that used to be there. I believe they've moved over into Shaw's. We've had Shaw's, empty store lots there. We have the location. We have some places for them to go. But we've got to focus on trying to bring them in. I know we've made several attempts to meet, not routinely as it is, on with all the existing businesses in our town to find out what it is we could do. I want you to know that I have gone out to many of the businesses, not all, but many of them, and I have done some survey as to what we could do better. And I'd like to see us try to do something like more of a monthly meeting with these businesses where we could figure out what's going on with regard to some of the rules that they're bumping into. And certainly maybe what we can do is streamline things if it can be streamlined, and of course without any interference with environment and so forth, so on, to our community.
Okay, same question, Joe.
Yeah, I definitely support small businesses. I'm a small business owner, and I have family members, my mother and my uncle, who have small businesses in Hanson. They operate out of Hanson, been doing so for the past decade, maybe longer. So I think that businesses are essential for a thriving community. That being said, we are a bedroom community, so we have to be mindful of that. I think that having an equitable tax base does hopefully look attractive to some people in Hanson and to try and bring more businesses in. I think it's essential for a thriving community. I'd like to see us work on our infrastructure a little bit more so we can be even more appealing to businesses that could potentially come into our town. And I think that Hanson's a great place to have a business. We need those services, and I'd like to work with businesses. I think that we brought up about a year ago, putting together a committee to focus specifically on what we can do to help businesses thrive in Hanson and what we can do to make it look more appealing and how we can support them. And I really, if I get elected, if I have the honor of being elected, I'd like to really push that committee and see if we can do that. So I definitely support businesses in Hanson.
And Anne Marie, same question.
Sure. So in order for businesses to survive in Hanson, they have to be like Jim and John said, the tax rate has to be maintained in order to get them into this. I'd like to see maybe a Chamber of Commerce come together for us. Sometimes when people go to register to vote, if we can give them a welcome package at the town hall, at the clerk's office, and have a listing of local businesses and what they offer, some new ideas to get businesses to want to come to Hanson. The other thing is, up at Camp Kewaunee, I know when we were doing weddings, when I worked up there, people were coming in and saying, do you know caterers? Do you know florists? Do you know Justice of the Peace? So what I did was called all the local florists and Justice of the Peace and caterers and gave out a listing to them, to all the potential renters at Camp Kewaunee, so that they would have local businesses to go to. So I think it's really important that you shop local, you keep local. I know that Kelly Ryan down at Main Street is doing a great job trying to get businesses into her big building, renovating and doing tenant fit-ups, as well as Tracy White doing brand new buildings up on Main Street. So there are small steps being made to maintain the businesses in the town.
Thank you very much. Now let's go to, we're just going to head to the card game
I'm going to break things up a little bit with a card game. Before we went on air, you each picked a card at random, and they've been sitting in front of you face down. Now is the time to turn them over. Each card has a question. I want you to read the question and then answer it. And I advise that you remember all of the other candidates' questions. Let's start with Jim.
And let's go for 1 minute because we're running a little short on time.
So I'm going to read the question to Jim.
Read the question and give your answer.
Thank you. What's your first top priority if you get elected or reelected? My first top priority is to make sure that we move along with our school fix on the SOI to try to see if we can make sure we come up with a viable solution that's both for that both works for tax-wise to our people and as well as addressing our school needs. I've seen things where they get kind of stopped or muddled, and we want to make sure things move along. That's going to be my number one priority. It always has been. It shows in what I've done in the past. It shows on the number of committees that I'm on, and I believe I'm actually making this progress. So I'll continue with this one, but and then on top of that would also be, of course, the evaluation of our TA.
Okay. Joe, what's your question?
My question is, have you taken the time to familiarize yourself with the Town Administrator Act? Which parts would you change and why?
And your answer is?
I have. I familiarized myself with this well before I decided to run for selectman. I think it's important to know all of the aspects of town bylaws and state laws that regulate your town. So I am familiar with that. Would I change anything? No. The law is the law, and I think that you have to abide by the law. And I think that the Town Administrator Act is a pretty encompassing piece of legislation that we have to focus on upholding. So I think that it's an act that speaks for itself, and I wouldn't change it.
Okay, same question. Down to the next question.
What is your question?
So my question is, the Board of Selectmen experienced major changes last May and June. Does the current board here in the town, is the current board here in the town heading in the right direction? Very controversial question, of course. My thought process is, everyone's here to do a job, and everyone, it's a non-paying position, and they're trying to do the right thing, and I get that. But truth be told, that's why I jumped into the race, because I saw things that I didn't think were right and I didn't think were fair, and I felt like if I could give my two cents, if people in the town of Hanson would allow me to open up and give my two cents worth, maybe I'd be able to make a change.
Okay.
Don, what's your question?
And now that the town of Hanson owns the two light control buildings, what should the next step be? Well, when I talked to them just last week about it, the next step is going ahead. They're going to take down the two buildings, the buildings in between the two buildings that the town now owns. But they're checking in to see whether or not the salt building can be put the membrane in with a hot top floor so it won't contaminate the area. That's the basic thing. Other than that, things are going to go ahead as far as I know on it. So the other thing I'd like to say is on the businesses, on the same tax rate.
Wait a sec. You'll have an opportunity.
You later.
Okay. Yeah, okay, now, that's round one. Joe, do you do any group therapy?
I do.
Okay, you'll appreciate this then. Everyone remember the other candidates' questions?
Yes.
We will start with Joe. What question would you have preferred to have been dealt?
Probably Jim's question. What would be, what would my main priority be?
Top priority.
Getting the schools fixed. I think that's a giant safety issue, and it's something that we really have to look at. We really have to focus on. It's for the safety needs of the children currently and for the future generations of kids coming through. I want to make sure that when my kids go to school and everyone else's kids go to school, that they are safe and that they feel safe. I think that is paramount to a good education, because if you're too worried about what's going to happen to you, it's kind of hard to pay attention to the lecture.
Okay. Thank you. Let's go down the line here. Jim?
Thank you. So there were the other three questions were major changes in June, which probably should have said June and May, but that's
yeah,
all
May
and
June.
But that's okay. I get it, okay? Because on June 28th was my election, all right? So let's take pick on that one, Charlie, all right? Any major changes? There were major changes in June. Are we moving in the right direction? I personally think, yeah, I have moved in the right direction. There have been a number of different challenges, and anybody, any time comes in and makes challenges, sometimes you get an uncomfortableness or a way of not, you know, where you may feel things aren't working out and cooperating. But that's not true, number one. And number two, the evidence to that fact is the fact that we've been able to get things done. I've spoken to, and I do speak with Chairman Bob Hayes of the school committee on a daily basis, and we work well with the schools. I also do the best I can to come to meet Ron Sinangelo on matters when it's needed. And I couldn't be any more happier with the way things are going.
Okay.
Don, what question would you have preferred?
Well, first of all, the question would be on the schools. The adults in Hanson are all responsible for all the children in Hanson from the age of preschool until they graduate. And I think that the schools in Hanson are the most important. I really do.
Okay.
Anne Marie, which would you have preferred?
I have to actually go with the first, the top priority question as well, because it would be the schools. It definitely, that's major concern of everyone, and you know, having the kids be safe. That's the major concern there. So okay.
Thank you all.
Yep.
Okay, let's go. Let's do a couple of two quick lightning round questions, and then go to closing statements.
Okay. I guess I would ask, how important is it that the Board of Selectmen has a good working relationship with other town boards? Very important, important, not so important. We'll start with Emery.
Very important.
Very important.
Very important.
Okay.
Very important.
Okay. Charlie?
This has become the favorite question of this round of political forums. What is your favorite bad habit, Emery?
My favorite bad habit?
It has to be a bad habit. It has to be your favorite, yes.
Oversleeping.
Okay. Same, Don?
I can't think of anything.
The only person who answered that way.
Wait, we can ask your wife.
Your wife is watching. Yeah. She's laughing too.
I can say it.
Hysterical, really.
I don't know.
Jim.
My favorite bad habit is sometimes I take on too much or work too hard, I'm told.
Joe.
That's a good answer. Binge watching shows on Netflix. That's going to be the biggest one.
Well, one last.
Third person to say that this season.
Okay. Should Hanson ever consider deregionalizing from the Whitman-Hanson School District? Yes or no? Don?
No.
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 Okay. Good. One more question.
Ahead. Your favorite question.
Okay. Plymouth County government, stay or go? You got one sentence. Anne Marie.
Plymouth County government stay or go? Stay.
All right,
stay
done.
Stay with it.
Okay, Jim?
Stay with that because grants were given to us by a Cutler.
Stay or go, all right.
I agree with that. Stay with it.
Okay, good. Now let's do this. Let's go to closing statements, and I'm going to ask you, even though you have 2 minutes, I'm going to ask you to be succinct because I really let you guys talk so we could really get a feel for your thoughts on things. Going to reverse the order with your closing statements. We started with Don, Jim, Joe, and Anne-Marie. Going to flip that around. Anne-Marie, we're going to begin with you.
Thanks so much. And again, thanks so much for having us here today. My commitment to you is simple. I want to be your select woman. I want to bring about a new sense of leadership. I feel like being at a selectman in the town of Hanson would, I would have a better view on things. I would be able to make the commitment to the towns and really go about making decisions and getting new businesses into the town and being viable part of that decision-making process. I think it's really important that the townspeople get to have a say at town meeting and be advised and really pay attention to their town government by being an active participant in the town government and bringing about some changes in the selectman's office.
Thank you very much. That was Anne-Marie, and it's Buzan?
Yes.
I want to make sure I pronounce your name correctly.
Thanks.
Beautiful name. Don Howard, your closing statement. We're trying to go a little bit shorter here because we're running a little bit behind.
I've worked for the town for the past 7 years, but like I say, I've worked and lived in the town for the past, since 1960. So I love the town of Hanson. I've always worked with it, with everybody that I know of. And one thing I'd like to say is Steve and Jim and myself, I think it was 3 years ago, we worked with Lee in the assessor's office, and they made the building permit, the building assessment the same as the residential, because we try to keep the build business in the town. We don't want to get rid of anything we have.
Okay. Thank you very much. That was, Don, I did jump ahead out of order here. I'm sorry about that. So I'm going to go right next to Joe. Joe Weeks, your final statement.
I'd like to say thank you for everybody for having me. Thank you for the candidates for being here as well and doing this. I'm running for a seat on the Board of Selectmen because I feel like I can do the most good in that seat. I feel like I'm a well-rounded candidate and independent thinker. I am a small business owner. I have small businesses in Hanson. I've been connected to Hanson my entire life, and I continue to be here for as long as I can. I served on many boards. I have the experience and the know-how to understand how the boards work. I understand that I have the know-how to figure out how to work within the Town Administrator Act. I feel that as I'm a proven leader, given that I'm the president of the Massachusetts Mental Health Counselors Association, I feel that I can do a great job of thinking independently. I also have a track record of volunteering and giving back. I also am on the Kiwanis and the Green Hanson committees, and we've organized or helped set up or raise money for numbers of events. I hope to earn your vote on May 16th, and I hope that my record shows that I'm an independent thinker and can do Hanson proud. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe Weeks. And your closing statement, Jim McGann.
Thank you, Christine. I've proven myself as a Board of Selectmen member over the last 11 months. I've made positive changes for our schools, for our town. I'm a man of my word. People know that. I've got a reputation for being a man of my word, of saying what it is I intend to do. I'm also running on my record because I do believe that my record speaks for itself. I look forward to, I do want to put in a quick plug if I could, please. Mike Jocelyn is running for a memorial trustee, and I'd like it, please, that the people write him in if they would. There was a lot of issues with him this year, and he didn't have time to get papers pulled for personal reasons. So personally, write Mike in if you would. I want to thank you very much for this time.
Thank you very much, Jim. Again, those are the candidates for Hanson Selectman. I'm Christine James. Kevin Tachi's asking questions with me, along with Charles Matthews. And now this Forum in its entirety will be up on our website, 95.9watd.com. You can go to the podcast there, and you'll hear selected cuts from this tomorrow morning on Morning Drive News with our own Dave Skill. Remember, get out and vote. If you don't vote, you don't have a voice. Thanks so much.
Now, wait. Don't forget, you can't go anywhere, because you're going to be staying with me, and we got Bob Daly. He's going to be joining us in just a few moments here on Monday Night Talks. Don't go anywhere.